Welcome to the latest Tablet podcast. My name is Ruth Gledhill and I'm assistant editor of The Tablet. And with me this morning, I have Canon Victor Darlington. Canon Victor is Episcopal Vicar for the South East Commissions for Promoting Racial Justice and Cultural Inclusion. He's also involved with education and Caritas in the Archdiocese of Southwark. That's a lot of titles, Canon Victor. Can you explain to me what they all involve?
Thank you. I'm really happy to be having this chat with you, Ruth. And I took over this position just over a year ago. The Archbishop John appointed me to be the Episcopal Vicar for education for all our schools. What that means is I am his voice. You know, I represent him. I go around the different schools. I have a chat with the head teachers, with the staff. I meet the children, kind of encouraging them and just having a feel of what is going on in their schools and to basically support them. Just being the presence of the Archbishop in accompanying our head teachers and our teachers and our children to be the best that they can. So that is my role, you know, in terms of education, being Episcopal Vicar for education. And the one for racial justice, for promoting racial and cultural inclusion, that appointment was made just over 2 years ago, again by Archbishop John, and it was an honor. And it started, the contest was soon after the killing of George Floyd, you know, in 2020 in Minneapolis in the US.
Gosh, how interesting, yeah.
Yeah, when the whole world kind of reacted to that horrible evil of how, you know, somebody ended up being killed just because of his race. And I mean, we all know how everybody reacted to that. And the Archdiocese of Southwark was one of those dioceses that was so loud and clear. Archbishop John didn't mince words at all. He asked me to set up a Zoom meeting. I didn't know, this is the history now, I mean, leading to why I was appointed into this position. We set up a Zoom meeting. He asked me to invite about 12 young children in our different Catholic secondary schools within the Archdiocese. We had no clue what this was about. And on that Zoom meeting, it was supposed to be for about an hour. And he just came in and asked each of the children present, have you ever experienced racism in your schools, in this country? Oh, wow. Yes. The meeting went on for like 3 hours.
Goodness me.
These children opened their mouth and said, everything, you know, that they've affected them in terms of racism. And soon after that, Archbishop John, just a week or two after that meeting, went back to his council, had a meeting with his auxiliary bishops, and they came out with a very powerful letter to all our Catholic schools, to all the parishes in the Archdiocese. The title was, "There is no place for racism in the Archdiocese of Southwark and in our schools and in our parishes." And following that letter, he appointed me the Episcopal Vicar for this commission to promote racial and cultural inclusion in our archdiocese. And since my appointment, I've worked with several schools. That is where the schools comes in again. You know, with several schools, head teachers. We've had seminars, you know, to call out racism, to encourage head teachers to listen to reports relating to race among the children. And I must tell you, in the last 2 years, that has yielded great fruits. And with my role now as Episcopal Vicar for Education, when I visit schools and head teachers, I spot that out. I engage head teachers. You know, as you realize, almost all the schools in the Archdiocese of Southwark is diverse. You know, we don't have exclusively white or black kids anymore. You know, the diversity, that is what we promote. Yes. And everybody is welcome. Everybody have a voice. And the message has been very well accepted. you know, among
Yes.
the teachers. There are not structures in most places. You know, people are listened to. You know, racism is being called out. You know, safeguarding can be involved if need be, and etc. So I've really enjoyed that role in the last 2 years. And we've also taken our work to parishes, different parishes, you know, or the priests. And we don't go about telling people you are racist or you're not racist, you know. Us as a commission is to educate. And the primary purpose we, you know, the message we communicate out there is that we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, there is no place, you know, still stressing repeatedly on that letter that Archbishop John sent out to parishes and schools. There's no place for racism here. Racism is a sin. Racism is against love that we all, you know, are called to live as brothers and sisters. And we make the message loud and clear that in this Archdiocese of Sodok, we are a diverse people. You know, people are from all over the world. Every person is welcome with their gifts, with their cultural identities, with their backgrounds. It's all part of their history. And we encourage priests to actually be welcoming, to listen to people, to let them integrate properly into the parish life and the systems in their parish. And now one of the things the commission does, we involve, I mean, we encourage parishes to celebrate international days. I've attended quite a few in the last 2 years, different parishes, people from all over, you know, every country present in that parish come with their flags. You know, they say prayers in different languages. You know, they come as one people, diverse as they are. And we go to the hall at the end of each mass. You just see in the hall, everybody, countries from, I mean, over 27, 30 countries in some parishes. And we celebrate our diversity. And every February, since we became a commission, every February on Racial Justice Sunday, schools, parishes, we gather with Archbishop John at St. George's Cathedral to celebrate a mass, I mean, on Racial Justice Sunday that takes place every year, February. This last, the one we had last year was so beautiful. St. George's Cathedral was packed. You would think you are in the United Nations if you were at mass. You know, people dressed in their different cultural, you know, outfits from all over the world, over 40, I would say, you know, and Archbishop John, each Racial Justice Sunday, they gives a powerful message of oneness. This is who we are. We must celebrate who we are. Everyone is welcome here. So that is what we do as a commission. And we are, I mean, we're not stopping this. We are continuing to re-echo it loud and clear. And I think that is the difference of what we do. And as we do this, we encourage other dioceses, other structures to kind of emulate what we are doing. And I can tell you, to the best of my knowledge, that Sodok is the only archdiocese in England and Wales that has such a commission in place, even though other dioceses, you know, I mean, don't tolerate racism, they talk about it, but having such a commission, you know, with our vision, with our objectives, you know, we are the first, and I'm so honored to be the first Episcopal vicar heading this. I have a team, you know, I have a board, you know, lovely people from different backgrounds who are so supportive, who are so helpful in promoting and doing all the day-to-day engagement, publicity. And that's where we are now, preparing for this big event on October 28th, which is our first ever seminar since we became a commission.
This sounds amazing work. So before we talk about the event coming up, which I'm very keen to do, could you just tell me a little bit about your story? You don't have a parish as well, do you? This is a full-time job, being Episcopal vicar.
Yes. Before my appointment to this key roles, I was parish priest of Sacred Heart Church in Camberwell for just over 10 years, a parish I love so much and a very multicultural, diverse parish. But the Archbishop approached me with this new vision and said, Victor, it's time to move on to this responsibility. So I left parish work. I'm no more a parish priest. I'm now resident in Blackheath. And I go around different parishes, different schools with this message of oneness, with this message of love and respect, that we are a diverse people. Let's come together. When I go to different churches on Sunday, I mean, my message is so easy. I tell every person, we are here because we are brothers and sisters. The waters of baptism unites us more than, you know, blood ties. You know, that Christian message, we are created in the image and the likeness of God. And these different parishes, when I go around sharing this vision, they are encouraged in turn to create local sub-commissions in their parishes to take my message on board, to invigorate the parish and to work with their local parish priest to be a welcoming parish community, to recognize diversity, to listen to reports of racism, if any. So we're doing well. And the message is gradually spreading and just going around. And so far, that is where we are. I'm looking forward to this big seminar.
That sounds amazing. Now, can you tell me, you mentioned at the beginning that the young people in the schools shared stories of racism that they had experienced. I wondered if are there any examples you can give of the type of incidents that people are encountering, or even that you yourself might have encountered?
How do I say this? You see, when it comes to the issue of racism, we know it's there in the world, but as a commission, we don't allow what we've experienced to impact us or to define us. We're trying to build on it. From my own experience in this country, I've been in this country for well over 16 years. I wouldn't say I've not experienced racism because I've worked in different places, but my reaction to it, you know, I mean, I was brought up by my parents who have always taught me to believe in myself and to stand tall, you know, not to allow any derogatory statement or remark, you know, to bring me down. I think that has been a big advantage for me. So when I experience incidents of racism from any person, it's quite easy for me to just move on and just, I don't allow that to define me. Again, but saying that, I recognize that not every person is like that. You know, some of the kids that shared their experiences in their schools, quite a few of them felt, I mean, it affected them. And just minor things, I mean, I won't call them minor things. Racism is not minor, it's a sin, it's evil. You know, somebody making a derogatory remark, you know, about your color, about where you come from, for instance, you know, about where you come from, or asking, why do you talk this way, questioning your accent, you know, those minor things in schools, or people talking about your hair, you know, the kind of hairstyle, you know, this is not right, and using derogatory language to describe your kind of hair, you know, things like that.
Can I just ask how you came up to be in the Southwark Archdiocese yourself?
Thank you, Ruth. I came into this diocese in 2006, the Archdiocese of Southwark. And my first parish when I came in was in the mid, I was in Strood in the Medway in Kent. And I was there 2006 until 2011 when I was moved to Sacred Heart Church, Camberwell. I'm from Sacred Heart Church, Camberwell, parish priest for just over 10 years before I assumed this, my position now. So about 16 years or more in this archdiocese. Just to stress that I can't thank God enough that I found a home in the Archdiocese of Southwark. And I say this with every seriousness and thanksgiving in my heart, because Southwark is so diverse. Southwark, you know, is very welcoming, and Southwark has so many priests from other backgrounds, from Africa, from Asia. You know, in the southeast area where I'm the Episcopal Vicar at the moment, there are over 12 parishes you can count. you know, that have parish priests, you know, as Africans or as Asians or from other backgrounds. So that is the richness of SODOC, and that is why, again, that enriches the whole mission of the of our Commission for Promoting Racial and Cultural Inclusion, that SODOC is a welcoming place for inclusion. SODOC recognizes internationality, and SODOC welcomes, you know, the Archdiocese welcomes people from all over the world. Apart from the clergy, the flock, you know, the faithful themselves, in different parishes you go to, you know, you see this enrichment of faith, people coming in with different devotions, different backgrounds, different gifts, different cultural backgrounds and religious, you know, inputs that they bring into the faith. So all of this helps to enrich who we are as an Archdiocese, and Archbishop John is very, very passionate in promoting this. That's why he says repeatedly, we are a diverse people in the Archdiocese of SODOC, and we must recognize this diversity as something beautiful going forward.
My own parish is in the Archdiocese of Southwark, and I'm really impressed by how diversity is a feature, and how the Archdiocese is something the Archdiocese promotes.
Amazing.
And you feel this energy running through this mission.
Yes.
And I think Southwark is possibly the most diverse in the country.
I would say so.
So it's great. I feel really privileged to be a part of this diocese. And,
amazing. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bishop John will be happy to hear that.
So you've got this big event coming up. Now, tell me what this is and what this involves.
Lovely. So as part of our commission, we've existed now for just over 2 years. We've taken our messages to schools, to parishes, to homes, to families. So we now feel it's time to have a seminar to kind of celebrate what we have been doing for these past 2 years, and to just bring people together again to remind us all, you know, of that one message, that we are one people, diverse as we are. You know, we are committed to promoting continuously this racial and cultural inclusion across the Archdiocese of SODOC, you know, our parishes, our schools, our homes, and I would say even the world at large, because this seminar is both, you people can sign in remotely to follow online, and I'm sure the advert and the QR code is being forwarded everywhere, so I will not be surprised to see people logging in from different parts of the world where they are, you know, if the time permits to join us. And by physical presence too, you know. So the core message is, come on, this commission has done so well, it's going to be ongoing. You know, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. I just give an example with the things, I mean, myself being a priest. During this last summer, I was in America for the whole of August. I visited America, I say masses in different parishes. When I want to say mass in America or in Asia or in Italy, I say my brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, as a priest at the beginning of the month, that is our message. So the Eucharist invites us to be one, to see ourselves as brothers and sisters, and the congregation themselves, I remind them too, and I will say it again at the day of our seminar, if you're a Catholic, you are with us. Before the confito, the I confess prayer that we say, again, we acknowledge this. You know, my brothers and sisters, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters. So it's just basically reminding us all of what our faith teaches about diversity, that we are brothers, we are sisters, united in faith, united by baptism, and all those cultural differences, racial differences, shouldn't be a problem for us at all. We are brothers, sisters in Christ, all of us made in the image and likeness of God. And we should push that on and promote it and just celebrate who we are.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I'll make sure that we put the links to the seminar and how people can join and all the details, the times and everything, in the show notes at the end of this episode.
Lovely.
which you can access via your not usual podcast app.
Amazing.
So can I just ask you, slightly off the subject of the seminar, about the synod which the Pope is about to get going in Rome.
Yes.
And I just wondered if you had been involved at all in the various initiatives in the run-up to the synod, where people were asked to contribute and to say what was on their minds, and
Yes.
whether the issue of racial justice was something that you feel has been addressed in the documents that we've seen so far, and is high enough up the agenda in Rome.
Great. Very good question. I was involved, but as parish priest in Camberwell when the whole consultation was going on. On that level, the issue of racial justice came up in that parish level consultation. Some people felt, they should be well represented, they should be listened to, race should, all of that came up. But I've not read the final document that's going to Rome, but I know at the local levels where different diverse people are in different parishes, that definitely must have, was an issue that the people expressed. They want to see more recognition, they want to see, more Black people, of Asian people, or people of minority ethnic group doing different things and being acknowledged. And what I must say again, like I said earlier, for the Archdiocese of Sodok, I think it's not an issue at all, because you see me in this position now, and a lot of minority ethnic groups are well represented, and people, I think the diocese affirms us, the diocese welcomes us. But at that level in Rome, I'm not sure, what will happen, but we just pray. I think there are other larger, more sensitive issues, that, the synod will be dealing with in Rome. We just pray the Holy Spirit will guide them and guide the Pope and all those participating. Archbishop John is going to be a big voice. He's representing Archdiocese and this country in the synod.
I know that's very, very. He'll be a very good ambassador,
Absolutely.
and delegate. And we
He
still
is a
get.
fearless person, is very loud and clear.
I don't want to put you on the spot in any way, but we still don't have a black bishop, do we, in England and Wales?
Ooh, when it comes to that, there are so many things, I can't say anything.
The tablet, we all sit there thinking, is it going to be this time? And then it isn't. And but I know that these things are mysteries,
Exactly. I'm
and
glad you've used the right word, Ruth. Mysteries.
but one day soon, I hope. Well, look, is there anything else you would like to say moving forward, because this podcast will be up on the site, beyond the seminar. So how else can people get involved as we go forwards?
Yeah, I would just say whoever listens to this, again, as a commission, take this as an encouragement. If you are not within SODOC, perhaps it's something you can encourage your parish or your diocese or your school or your offices or whatever institution you represent to learn from us, because we are trying to educate. The issue of racism is not a once and for all thing, as we have seen. This is just one of the ways to engage and keep it going. And we're not saying go start fighting people you are racist. No, just let's preach the message of love. Let's preach the message of love and respect. Let's preach the message of welcome to everyone, particularly those who feel marginalized. Let's see each other as brothers and sisters, and just keep the message going in line with the gospel values. And one thing I will say, just to conclude, is if you look at, take your mind back to the New Testament, this is very key for us Christians. The disciples were first called Christians, not because they were praying in the church, not because they were going to church and receiving Holy Communion, but in John chapter 13, verse 35, it says, "By these shall all people know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. That always fascinates me and it just inspires me. If you have love, and that's the message of the commission, you know, love. And when there is love, there's no hate. Everyone is welcome. So I pray and hope everyone who listens to this conversation would receive some inspiration, some strength to just be positive, to just take this message on, you know, wherever, you know, he or she wants to. And we live as one people in love, as something that our Christian faith demands of us. Thank you.
Well, Father, you've really, with that, got to the core of what I actually believe. And most people I know, that is what they believe too in the church. And this actually really is the heart of the gospel message. And it's so important as we move forward on these issues, as the synod gets going in Rome, that that we remember that is at the heart of the gospel. It's the fundamental truth of the gospel.
Indeed.
So thank you so much for reminding us all of that.
Thank you.
Now, if you've enjoyed this podcast, please consider signing up to the Tablet newsletter, tablet.co.uk/newsletter. And obviously you can subscribe to the Tablet, tablet.co.uk/subscribe. You can find more podcasts on our website. And I hope, Father, this will be the first of other conversations that we will have as you continue this incredibly important work on racial justice in the Diocese of Southwark, but also with an impact throughout the church in England and Wales and beyond.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being with us today. As I said earlier on, you can find all the details of the seminar that Canon Victor was talking about in the show notes at the end of this podcast.